It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On a runway at UW-Stout in Menominee, graduating seniors are set to display their sewing and design skills in the Stout Annual Fashion Show.
Students design the collections from scratch, highlighting their personal style and creativity.
One thing these up-and-coming designers have in common, they want to represent the Midwest in a fast-paced global fashion industry.
To hear more about these collections from UW-Stout, we have Jenna Pleer and Lily Clement. They're seniors in the Fashion Design and Development Program, and they have collections appearing in Saturday's runway show. Hey, you two.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hi.
And Ali Khan is here, Associate Professor and Director of the Program at UW-Stout. Ali, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Ali, give us a glimpse of the fashion show. What goes into these pieces that are coming down your runway at UW-Stout?
Well, I mean, it's really a full year's, a culmination of a full year's work. I mean, the students, the seniors have been working on this since August, fall semester last year. And this is the final output. And it's extremely important for them. It's part of their portfolio. As they go into the industry to showcase what they have to say and contribute to the industry. So it's a lot of work that has gone into it, and it all comes together on Saturday.
A culmination of so much work, so much creativity, and a lot riding on it because these are their portfolios. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, this is their portfolios is really what shows them, represents them to the industry more than themselves. So it's extremely important.
Lily, you found your love of sewing in high school, and your collection for the show is called The Games We Play. Can you tell us about the collection that you've created?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm doing a streetwear collection called The Games We Play. So it's all inspired by social bar games, traditionally. So I have four looks inspired by the games of pool, darts, dice, and cards. And essentially, it's all about human connection and third spaces. So having a social spot besides work at home is kind of where my collection revolves around. So my slogan is after work, but before last call.
So you would wear these pieces when you're playing pool, dice, darts, cards?
Not necessarily.
No,
so
okay.
All of my looks are just taking inspiration with design choices from those games.
Oh.
So I do have a lot of different types of fabrics. Like I have professional fabrics like suiting vests and like dress pants. But then I'm also including a lot of leather, flowy fabrics and exaggerated silhouettes. So a lot of the garments are a lot more functional and technically designed, while some of them are also just more aesthetically designed. Mm-hmm. And revolving around those games. So not necessarily, but yeah.
And Jenna, your designs are based on the upcycling movement and incorporating, from what I understand, boxing gloves, Converse sneakers. Can you describe your collection on the runway?
Absolutely. So my collection essentially is inspired by the sport of boxing. I've had a lot of people ask me if I do boxing myself. I've only kickboxed once, but I've always been very inspired by the strength that comes behind the sport and the strength that comes within upcycling garments, I think, as well, which has always been a super big passion of mine. I've always enjoyed taking things that people would normally throw away or get rid of and turning them into something beautiful again.
And I think about how fast fashion, you know, this rapid production of trendy clothes is really harmful to the environment. I'm wondering, do you think about that as you enter this industry?
Absolutely. You know, I think where we are at with fashion right now, there's a big change happening within sustainability. I think people now have a realization of, you know, what happens to our clothes once they're thrown away. But I think there's also a large problem with a lot of companies taking advantage of people's care for the environment and using it as profit instead of actually trying to be sustainable.
Ali, 13 students taking part in this fashion show this year. Can you take us on a little tour of Stout's design studio? What does it look like?
Well, it's quite chaotic at this point.
I bet.
But yeah, we have amazing facilities consisting of the construction lab with all industrial machines, specialist machines, big pattern tables for all the pattern drafting and cutting and making things. And then we have a knitwear studio on the side with flatbed knitting machines if some students want to explore that. A fully equipped computer lab with latest softwares like OptiTex, and coming soon Clo as well. So it's very well equipped, and it's, if you like to spend time making things, that's where you want to be all day.
I bet you have students who spend long hours in these labs.
Yes, they're always asking to extend the timings of the lab.
Lily, you know, Milan, New York, London, Paris, the fashion capitals of the world, it feels like Wisconsin is a world away from these places. What role do you think that the Midwest's cultures and heritage, you know, have been playing or will play in the global fashion industry?
I think that the Midwest definitely has its perks. You know, we are obviously so surrounded by beautiful Great Lakes and amazing scenery. So there's a lot of benefit from designers drawing inspiration from those places. Like I'm from Door County, Wisconsin. So there's a lot for me to draw inspiration from just with how beautiful it is and where I'm from, and including my hometown and my experiences there into my design philosophy is definitely a perk that a lot of people don't have that don't live in the Midwest and aren't familiar with like how we live here.
Hmm. Jenna, how do you sit with that? How do you represent Wisconsin or the Midwest in your designs? And do you think about the, you know, what is coming from these far-flung places?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, you know, entering into the industry when I was doing interviews and such, I always felt personally like I might have been at some kind of disadvantage because I'm not from, you know, one of these big cities where they do all this design work. But I found that it makes me as a designer a very humble person. I draw inspiration from, I think, the everyday that people kind of overlook. You know, like the objects I use in upcycling, the things people don't normally see that, you know, when you're from a small town, you kind of take more of a notice of.
Mm. I understand, Jenna, you've also landed a job after graduation at Carter's in Atlanta, their corporate facilities. Can you tell us about this next step?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did an internship with them last summer, and they asked me to come back full-time as an assistant designer, which is super exciting to already get my head right into the field and moving to a large city as well, which has, you know, a lot more opportunities for me to discover. It's really quite exciting, but also very nerve-wracking given that, you know, I'm so used to being from small town Wisconsin and whatnot, and I'm going to miss it.
Hmm. Ollie, what types of jobs are students who graduate from this program entering, and how competitive is the industry now for job placement?
Well, I think fashion industry is always very competitive, but there's always jobs. I mean, fashion is such a vast universe that you can find your niche within it if you understand what you're about as a designer. And that's something that we try to instill in them through their 4 years. Our focus is on design. So primarily our focus is always to have the students placed in design jobs, whether they're creative design, technical design, pattern drafting, something in the studio. But jobs are not limited to that. A lot of designers, after studying, realize that they are much better as entrepreneurs or marketers or in branding. So there's always jobs related to that. And then there's writing about fashion, PR. So it really is up to the student's interest of what they want to pursue. And we just try to help them go with that.
And Lily, you are still on the hunt. What is your hope after graduation? What's that dream job?
Yeah, well, I'm still interviewing with a few different companies, so I'm looking forward to hearing back. But yeah, I mean, a dream job for me. I have experience with working with leather and handbag design, so I think accessory design is definitely up my alley. Those are more positions that I'm a little bit more keen towards. However, functional design is also a big passion of mine. So designing a garment that's technical and fits the person wearing it and functional for their everyday, like what it's made for.
Well, Jenna and Lily, all the best to you on the runway. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you
Thank you for
so
having
much.
us.
And Ali, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Ali Khan is an associate professor and director of the Fashion Design and Development Program at UW-Stout. Lily Clement is a senior at UW-Stout. Her collection is based on the games we play, with clothing inspired by group games. And Jenna Pleer, also a senior, created a collection made out of upcycled material. Both of their collections will be part of the Stout Annual Fashion Show on Saturday.